The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Six days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfume oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with fragrance of the oil. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held a money bag and used to steal their contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
My dear friends, today, this afternoon, all the priests of the Archdiocese will gather at the cathedral where we'll have the Chrism Mass with the bishops. So at the Chrism Mass, we will renew our commitment to the bishop. We renew our obedience and also at this Mass the holy oils will be blessed. The oil of chrism, the oil of catechumen, and the oil of the sick. These three oils will be blessed today. And after the blessing, we'll take our own portion to bring back to the parish. So keep us in your prayers. And also pray for vocation in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. We need more priests. My dear friends in Christ, today in the Gospel, we read how Jesus was anointed again. If you recall, the first time that he was anointed was at the beginning of his public ministry. And today we read the second time he was being anointed is when he is preparing for the heavenly ministry. And in all these anointings, those that anointed his foot, they spent huge amount of money to purchase these perfumes, this fragrance that they used to anoint the feet of Jesus. This goes a long way to remind us the depth of love they have for Christ. And it is a way to remind us, my dear friends in Christ, that each and every one of us we have to ask ourselves, how much more do we love Jesus? What is the depth of our love for him? Mary Magdalene, the woman who repented of her sins, spent huge amount of money to purchase her own perfume. In this gospel, Mary, the brother of Lazarus, did the same. Us, what are we doing to express this deep love for Christ? Now, let me give you an example. Most of us, we are in different ministries. We have the pastoral care ministry. We have the divine mercy ministry. We have the Eucharistic ministry. And all many of them. How are we committed? What can we say there that, yes, because of this, as a way to express my love for him, I will continue to do this, no matter what it costs. That is the message of today. So we are being encouraged. Whatever we are doing for God, for the community, we have to keep doing that. Do not mind if you are being appreciated or not. Even if human beings don't appreciate what you do, God will appreciate you. Whatever you spend for God, you receive the reward. Whatever insult you receive because you are exercising your ministry, do not worry. God will repay you. No matter how you are not being appreciated, do not worry. God will repay you. That is the message of today. And let us put this in our hearts and think of what we can do extra to show our love for Jesus, to appreciate what he has done for humanity. I have given my life to serve. All of us, we have done something, but there are some who have not. This is a time to renew that commitment. This is the time to express that, oh, because of this, because he has saved us, I will make sure I will do this particular thing as a way to express our love.